Today we're doing Sif Mem Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha LaMoshe Misina Shiyase Bor Habatim Shel Rosh Kimin Shin Bo Letes Mi Kimte Haor Echad Mi Mino VeEchad Mi Simolo. There's a Halacha LaMoshe Misina that you must have a shin that's carved or engraved into both sides of the Shel Rosh, one on the right and one on the left. It has to be made up of the flaps of the leather of the Shel Rosh. Shel Yimin HaMiniach Shel Shlosha Rashim Shel Smol HaMiniach Shel Arba Rashim. The shin on the right side of your Shel Rosh has to be a three-headed shin, and the one on the left is a four-headed shin. The Rama says miuim hipeich eno nifsal, but if you flip that around, so b'diavad it's still okay. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Tzadi tells us halacha l'moshe misinai v'im neskalkel hashin ve'eno nikar tzarich l'sakeno mechadosh dumya dim neskalkel ribua hamavur b'samach. So if something happened to the shin to the point that it's no longer recognizable, then you have to fix it. You have to make it look like a shin again. The same way that if the squareness of the tefillin starts to detract and starts to no longer look like a square, you have to fix it. Kemin shenu mashma ba'acharonim desmunas shinin shalanu she'anu osen batilin dai delo ba'inan davka kas of stamamish ela dogma. So the acharonim write that if the shin that you make on your tefillin looks like our shins, so that's also okay. It doesn't have to literally look like a shin you would write in a sefer Torah. Uminak so from kahayom be'izem akomus la'ader v'las osen b'chasava shiris mamish. However, we try as a hidur to try and make the shins look as close as possible to chasava shiris, which again is the ksiva that you use when you're writing in a sefer Torah or in tefillin. If you made the shin out of a different piece of cloth and you glued that cloth or you stuck that cloth artificially onto the bias of the tefillin, that's a problem. It has to be carved out of the actual leather of the tefillin. You have to use some kind of an implement, of a tool, to fold over the leather in order to carve out the heads of the shin. So many of the Achronim write that l'chadchila you're better off not using a mold or a press to press the shin into the leather. Other acronym are you to know that it's actually more of a hidur to use a press, to use a mold, because then it's going to be replicated and look more like a shin, and that's what we do today. It doesn't make a difference if you're a righty or a lefty in terms of which side the three-headed and the four-headed shin goes. If you only did three-headed shins or only four-headed shins, or if one side doesn't have a shin at all, then it's going to be puzzle. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Mem Gimel tomorrow.